Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
Legends. Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello, everybody. My apologies for what went on. Everything went haywire at the last minute. Wi-Fi sucks. Apple products suck. Everything just sucks.
Apple products.
How's everybody doing? Sorry for the... how's everybody doing? This is Big Daddy. I have my two lovely ladies with me, Faye Elise. Say what's up, Faye.
What's up? Why did Apple products suck, though?
They're too commercialized. They break down. Team Droid, everybody. Get with Samsung.
And Felicia Brown, thank you both for holding on. I appreciate it. Say what's up, Felicia.
Hello, everyone.
And no, Samsung did not pay me for that endorsement. I just have really good products.
It's just a bad situation of circumstances that went on right at the last minute, and I'm trying to rush to do everything at once, and it's just crazy. Anyway,
so no intro
how you
music?
Doing today? What'd you say?
No intro music? No fame?
I was so past the time to play the intro music, I just said, screw it, I'm going right into it. So I'm sorry.
Going rogue. It's all right.
We're going to talk about a couple of different things today. We're going to talk about the WWE pay-per-view. We're going to talk about the whole weekend as far as the kick-ass show, NXT show, which, I'm sorry, whooped SummerSlam's ass.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about SummerSlam.
And I was so happy I got to go.
Are you there?
I was there in the building at NXT in Brooklyn. You know, where Brooklyn at.
We're Brooklyn at.
If you follow me on Snapchat, you would know that I was at NXT because I basically recorded everything on Snapchat.
Well, I'm not on Snapchat, so there.
Me either.
Well, then y'all missed out.
Thank you. Anyway, let's get into that. Since we're already there, let's just go into it. How was NXT? How was the show? How was it being there? Break it down for us, for the people who wasn't there.
Being there live is a complete experience. Those fans are 100% dedicated. Like 100% dedicated. They were into every single match. They knew who every single person was. It was amazing. Even them singing Bobby Roode's entrance music. And I haven't even heard. I never heard it. Like, I'll watch NXT every now and then when I can. But for them to sing it, like, word for word, and I'm just looking around like, when they debut this song? Because I'm late.
Yes.
They sung it word for word. And then Nakamura, oh, my God. I was so, I actually shed a thug tear when he won that belt. Just because, just seeing him wrestle live, being able to talk to him, being able to get to know him, and just recently got picked up by the WWE, and already they put a strap on you.
Yeah.
It was an amazing, amazing experience, and now people see what I remember way back when, James, when we were talking about, you know, when we first started the show, and I would tell you about New Japan, and you was like, oh, Nakamura, he's all right. I got to watch him a little bit more. Now you see what I've been talking about for the longest.
I told you. I said this before. I'm a fan now. I'm a fan. And his entrance gave me goosebumps.
Yes.
With the dude with the violin and everything. It was great. It was great and good for him. And he's still undefeated. I don't know how long he has been there with the company, but he is still undefeated and is now the champion. And I did some research, and Samoan Joe did break his jaw.
Yes, he did. He confirmed it was dislocated.
Yeah. So he is injured. So now I'm just wondering what direction they're going to go with now, because he can't wrestle with a broken jaw.
Mm-mm.
No, with,
but he can still make his presence known on the main roster. Just saying.
I'd rather see him stay where he is. Let him stay at NXT. And let him
a lot of people like NXT better than, you know, going up to the main roster. But as it, like, people don't want to see Bayley leave. But at the end of the day, if they want to make that shmoney, as I would like to say,
yeah,
they got to go up to the big league.
And I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And the reason why you do get into wrestling is to make money, is to have great matches, but ultimately is to make money. And
mm-hmm.
every wrestler does have a shelf life. So you have to take advantage of the opportunity before your expiration date is up. Totally understood.
Mm-hmm.
But it just is a shame that the NXT product is so great and they take such great advantage of their superstars that you don't want to see these guys go up to the main roster, because you know it's going to be a washed out version of what they were, because the audience
prime
is
example
different.
Of right now, and I hate to say it because I saw the SummerSlam match, and you know this is my boy
Apollo Crews.
Exactly,
Apollo Crews. I knew what you were going to say before you said it. That match is horrible, and he should do so much. He is a great wrestler. He should not have lost like that. It was like almost a squash. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is a kid that you're trying to push, and he loses to The Miz in a matter of 4 minutes?
Mm-hmm. That was a very quick
match. I turned my head for about 30 seconds. And by the time I turned back around, he turned. I'm like, God damn. And it's sad. And Apollo Crews is a hell of a worker that if you're trying to push him and build your younger talent, build him. I'm not saying that he should have came out with the belt last night. I would have loved to have seen it. But if that's not what you have for him right now, then fine. But at least let him wrestle a decent match to show the fans, okay, this kid can go.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you want to have him lay down, have him lay down. I don't care. But at that point, it's like, it was too fast. But you but you put on, you let the Divas, the six-man
yeah.
Divas go as long as they went, and no disrespect to Nikki Bella, but it's Nikki Bella. It's Nikki Bella. And that's all I got to say about that. I understand they had to cover the Eva Marie scandal, which we're going to get back onto that in a second. But let me put this caller through real quick.
Uh-oh. I wonder who it is.
You know who it is.
Hey, how y'all doing? Why's it got to be uh-oh?
Because I already knew. My soul already told me that it was how you doing?
First soul.
Yo, that's
you.
Crazy, man.
So, what was you going to say? You know who you with. And you know who's here. You got Felicia Brown. You got Faye Jackson. You got me. What's going on, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing today, first off?
Hi, George.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, yo. Anyway, since somebody's soul's hurting, let me move on to somebody else.
I didn't say my soul hurt. I said my soul knew that you were calling. My soul knows things. I didn't say it was hurt. You can never
okay.
hurt my soul.
Well, I know, but if I'm calling, it probably would hurt your soul. But anyway.
Nah,
for real. But anyway, that was a good weekend, everybody. I'm listening. That was a good weekend. But all I can say is I'm glad I'm not working for that company and not taking the aspirin. You know what I'm saying? Because, golly, I'm surprised many people got suspended. You know what I mean? It was ridiculous. But did they ever say what happened to Paige and Del Rio, what they got suspended for?
I don't know. maybe Felicia, because you're good with the internet. Did you ever hear exactly what they got suspended for?
No, they have not released it. They haven't released it yet.
Well, I don't know. They said like they've been bad mouthing. They said they've been bad mouthing the company. So maybe that might have been tied into it. They said they both were bad mouthing the company because they were split up. So I was like, I don't think that'll be it. But if they were that shallow, then that's on them. You know what I mean? But my question was this: is like I heard what happened to Balor. You know what I mean? Hopefully it's not too serious with him. You know what I mean?
Balor.
Yeah, Balor's injured.
He got a shoulder injury.
They said his shoulder popped out. His shoulder popped out, and he popped it back in himself. But then he said, like, now he's looking at a surgical console.
You gotta be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. They just announced it, like, about 20 minutes ago, like 20, 30 minutes ago. Said,
oh, that
because
sucks.
He was on TV this morning, and you could see his arm was in a sling. So I was like, damn, that's not good. But it's like with that move, though. Go ahead.
I can say this, and this is from somebody who wrestled close to 18 years, and this is from somebody who dislocated their shoulder in the middle of a match and finished the match or whatever. It is a painful thing, and it's an ongoing thing. So if he did, in fact, do that, he has to have the surgery quickly because it just gets worse. Like, you could pop it back in. You could rest it. You could tape it or whatever. It never heals until you get whatever repaired. So hopefully he'd go ahead and get it repaired quickly and get back in the ring quickly.
Yeah, but
because
it's that
with
same
his momentum
move.
And his heat. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I apologize. If it's the same move that Rollins did with Sting, then they should look at that move, right? Because I think it's the move where they put him against, I think,
the power bomb in the corner.
Right? Yeah. Well, I don't think it's the corner. I think it was against
the power bomb in the corner.
Yeah, he did with Sting, but then he got powerbombed against the wall. So, I mean, that was like, that's kind of crazy. But I think all in all, I mean, I'm on page with you guys. Let's switch gears, but I'm on page with you guys. That intro for Nakamura, oh, man, that was great. You know, that the guy that played the violin was great. You know what I mean? I'll give him mad props.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
but
to me, it seems like they drug it out a little bit because it was so over to the point where you watch towards the end, Nakamura was kind of standing there like, okay, I went through everything, and this guy's still playing. But I think they drug it out like that because the fans were so into it. He was so good that he wanted to milk every second out of that, and it was just great.
And it wasn't expected. I know the arena was so quiet when the light just dimmed on this guy and people were like, you know, what's going on? But then when he started playing Nakamura's theme, like the whole arena popped. Like, what?
Yeah.
Is this what's going down right now? like the whole arena popped.
Yeah, but before you guys go, my thing was, I don't know, but he said, like, Sasha Banks was taking off. I think her back, was her back really that bad messed up? I don't know if anybody heard.
I believe so.
Oh, okay. So nothing came back on her. But I was surprised. I really thought she was going to pull that out. I mean, she messed up, I don't know, they messed up my pool because we all bet on matches, and I was like, you know, that thing really messed me up, but I don't know. I think they're probably going to build her up, Charlotte up like her pops. I hope they don't win it 15, 16 times. But we'll see what it is. But we'll see about tonight. But one last thing, and I'll let y'all go. That thing with Lesnar, was that straight up real, what Lesnar did last night?
No.
I know Randy Orton had to get 10 staples put in his head.
Yeah. I think Orton sacrificed himself for that. And I think that
yep,
Orton
now
gave
Orton,
too much.
Now Orton suspended. So there you go.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll see tonight because, like I said, I just don't think – I don't know. I think everybody still say that Lesnar's a hard person to work with. So, I don't know. We'll see. But other than that, you guys keep doing what y'all doing.
All right, bro. Thank you for calling in.
All righty, George. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Y'all have a wonderful night.
You too.
You too. All
right.
Yeah, that was, I saw the that exclusive film on www.com, and they legit put Ken Staples in Randy Orton's head. So
yeah, but then he got suspended this morning. So what's going on?
What?
He got 60
what did
days.
What he get suspended for?
He got 60 days wellness policy.
You got to
be kidding
me. What are they taking?
I think they did a random drug test on. They must have had a party and was probably passing a blunt around or something.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think it's just some type of a performance.
But even Eva Marie? I don't think she would have to take anything.
But to keep herself going, maybe she's taking something. But I can't see everybody at this one party smoking the same J. I just can't see it.
Well, if you hang around them long enough, you probably can. The blood.
Luis, I'm going to ask you your opinion. What do you think?
From the suspensions?
Yeah.
Well, it started, like, this whole group start with Roman Reigns. We know he was suspended for Adderall, which is a stimulant to mass, you know, fatigue in athletes. So I can see why that happened. But all these other ones, I believe it might be something that, you know, they're all taking, maybe not a PED, but something with traces of something that, you know, they didn't know had it in there. So it might have been substance that wasn't banned, but it had traces of something that is banned in it, and they didn't know. So I don't know.
Well, one thing about Randy Orton, he's always getting suspended for something. And he got.
Well, I'm reading now, and it said that those rumors have been debunked, and that's
so
as of today. Yeah.
Because I know this morning
so
they had posted that he had.
Let me see. Yeah,
I know this morning
suspended.
They said he was suspended.
Well, but Felicia, you read it was a rumor?
Yeah, I'm reading it now that it's a rumor.
Okay. If he just got back, like, didn't he just get back like a month ago?
Just got back, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and in
he
a way, could have
been at
that
same party
that
everybody else at. And we
but
were just talking last week.
On
that
WWE
Randy
website,
had,
it actually says he is suspended. On the WWE
does.
Website. So, I don't know.
And weren't we just talking about him last week and he had one of his occurrences taken off?
Yes, he did. So it looks like something
so
fishy is
going
on.
Anyway, we're talking about NXT. NXT, great show. Athena, which is, what's her new name now? Amber Moon's.
Oh,
yes.
Ember Moon? Yes.
Yeah. Girlfriend can go. And her finisher made me pop three times over. And they only better watch back. Because you know, they only got a certain rope of sisters, and this sister can outwork Naomi. So eventually she's going to move up, and then eventually Naomi better do something or she's going to be out.
Well, I like Naomi's new gimmick. I like it. Like, I like it a lot for her. She doesn't need to talk. Just dance. Dance and twirl
yeah,
around.
Dance and,
that's you.
And,
that's you.
And her work yesterday wasn't bad. But the time she got into the ring, she worked the behind off and she did well. She was a little fast with a couple of things, but for the most part, she worked her behind off. But I'm just talking in general. You know how the WWE is, and they ain't got certain rules for a certain amount of sisters.
Exactly.
And she kind of looks like
they won't.
They won't really kind of
favor
one another.
They would deny it, but everybody knows what it is.
Yeah, everybody know what it is. But SummerSlam itself, and this is what I've been reading off and on all day, that, and I agree with it, is just you can't have two WrestleManias. WrestleMania, you know, coming into it, it's the biggest extravaganza of the year. It's going to be huge. You expect 4 hours. You expect all that rigmarole. SummerSlam just went too long. To the fact that it started, damn cat, it started at 7 o'clock, and I didn't even realize it started at 7 o'clock. I was playing Xbox, and then Felicia, thank you Felicia, for hitting me up when you did, because I wouldn't have turned it on until 8 o'clock, and I would have totally missed the Divas match. Now what I missed, I didn't miss that much. It was what it was, but. Thanks to my
They're
buddy,
not divas
telling me,
anymore.
Like,
I'm
sorry,
are superstars.
Women's match. Yeah, superstars and women's match. But it just went so long, and then as soon as by the time Brock and Randy Orton came on, the crowd was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
The show it went so long. And on top of that, I don't know if you guys noticed, and you give me your opinion on it, did Brock look a little slow? He wasn't really throwing Randy, suplexing him as well as he normally does. It looked a little low.
That could have been on both parts, though. They both got ring rust.
But I've seen Brock not wrestle for months to come in and still be do what Brock Lesnar does. Randy has been wrestling regularly on SmackDown for the last couple of weeks. Something about their chemistry didn't
click.
Off.
For it
me.
Was. No, something
yeah, it was
about their
chemistry.
It really was. Because even I've been learning, being in this industry, depending on who you work with, you either work well with somebody or you don't. Like, you go into a match and you got to make each other look good, not just get one person over or get another person. You got to make each other look good to make it look like a good match. Something about their chemistry is off.
What'd you think, Felicia?
I didn't notice. I was too busy watching this massacre, this bloody massacre. I didn't notice. I mean,
yeah,
you know, Brock.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Brock Lesnar is not the fastest in the ring anyway, but, you know, Randy Orton usually it's pretty fast, but, I mean, they're not spring chickens, so expect that, you know.
And, Fade, agree with you. There is certain people. You might like them. They might be good people, but it's just when you get in the ring together, your chemistry is off.
Mm-hmm.
And I can mention one wrestler in particular that I liked him. We were cool. But when I got into the ring with Mr. Ooh La La, our chemistry was off. He's used to wrestling a certain way. I'm used to doing certain things. And we only worked each other one time. But when we did work each other, to me, it was just a little off. And it wasn't flowing. Like, I could get in the ring with Joseph Von Smith, we got in the ring a couple of times together and had great chemistry. We worked very well together to the point where he put something on Facebook talking about our match that, you know, we were smooth together, me and Joe Gomez. Excellent chemistry. Sometimes off and on me, it depended on which Molson I got, worked well together.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes some cats, I get in the ring with him, like, oh, that's not going to work. Like, me and, shit, forget his name. Anyway, we got to work with this cat, and we didn't, one, we barely got along outside of the wrestling, and when we did get in the ring together, it just didn't work. And that might have been something with both our personalities. We both had strong personalities. We both, he had this thing where he felt as though he had to look a certain way. He had to be Jason Gotti. There you go. He felt as though he had to look strong. I was watching him, and I felt as though, like, look, I'm three times your size. You're not going to kill me. So we had a loss in our chemistry. So I can see where it's going. I see what happens, and being a vet, yeah, it happened sometime, and I felt as though it happened last night and in the ring. Overall, I'll give SummerSlam, like, a C, and I'll give NXT TakeOver a B+.
A B+?
I don't agree.
I don't agree with that either.
All right, well, go ahead and give me your opinion.
Yeah,
I'll say
a solid A.
I was going to say even an A minus. A B plus?
What's the difference between an A minus and a B
plus? It was definitely A quality. Not B quality.
I mean, you have to look at SummerSlam, even down to their programming and, like, their card order automatically knocks them down to, like, a D.
I wasn't feeling the card order too much. Like, I like how they started off with Enzo and Big Cass because, you know, they're the New Yorkers. So, you know, you got to start strong. But then it's like it went right into the Sasha Banks and Charlotte match. I would have thought that would have been at least in the third hour since there was like 4 or 5 hours of this madness. Like, and then you put the big woman tag. You put that as the second match, you know? Why was the women's championship match second?
I agree with you. I agree with that part of it, and they're killing the WWE Championship because that match was before the Universal title. It was before the U.S. title.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute, this is your heavyweight championship. That match should have went on right before Brock and Orton because that's the WWE Heavyweight Championship. No matter
who and
you
I hate to
want
say
to put Ziggler
it,
in that
was
position.
Another match that I was not too happy with.
I like the outcome, but not the match.
I expected different. I'm not going to say I expected more. I expected different. Like, I'm not going to – I didn't expect Dolph to win. Of course not. But I don't know. You think it was, like, another chemistry thing or something?
I don't think it was a chemistry thing as well as it just nobody wanted to see Ziggler in that position. Ziggler wasn't a credible opponent. Ziggler versus Dean is a main event on SmackDown, but not a main event on your biggest show of the summer, and it just didn't do it. But they put Ziggler in that position, and they shouldn't have. You could have went with anybody else and could have got that over better than Ziggler. And that was their fault for booking that match. Not Ziggler, definitely not Ambrose. That's the Booker's problem, because they put that together.
Because I enjoy AJ Styles and John Cena match. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it too much, but I enjoyed the hell out of that match.
Yeah, that was like the best match on
Once
the card.
Once again, go ahead. What did you say, Felicia?
I thought it was like the best match on the card of the night.
And that's what I was about to say. I was about to say the same thing. Once again, AJ Styles took John Cena, put him on his back, and said, let's go for a ride, son. and took him on that ride. AJ Styles got to be the best worker in the world right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He made Cena look good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He brought something out of Cena that not so many people have.
Can do, yeah.
And it was a great match. And he brought that out. It was him. And when he went over, I popped. It's like, if he does all this as the lay down for Cena, this will suck. Is that enough? He had to take that blocker C-man Roman Reigns to put him over twice.
But speaking of John Cena, can we talk about the symbolism of him taking off his armband and landing in the ring? I don't think he's calling out Undertaker. I don't think he's retiring just yet. I've seen reports that he's filming season 2 of his show, American Grit. So
yeah,
expect to see Cena away for a while. But I think it was a good, you know, good way to go out. He should be going out soon, so.
And the crowd actually gave him his props at the end.
Yeah.
Because he let AJ. Because they could have booed him out the building. They could have. That's just Brooklyn. They don't.
Cena let him win clean, so that's all we want from Cena. Just let these young guys, well, not young because AJ's not young, but, you know, let these new guys in the company win clean over you, Cena, for once. And then we will respect you.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy with the New Day and Bullet, well, not Bullet Club, the club match.
You know what? That was the dribbling shit. I'm going to tell you why. Stewart had nothing to do with none of
with that.
Nothing. And to put him in there with the corny facial expressions, him tucking his shirt in his pants, and what the fig Newton was he trying to do? He was in the ring, he was out the ring.
They wanted to give him something to do. That's all. He was there, so let's give him something to do.
That wasn't the spot. That was not the spot for him. It didn't make sense. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it the way other stars I've seen get it. Because he was just a clown. And I'm sitting looking at this like, what the frick are you doing? Then he bopped his head in, he bopped his head out. He gave the club the too sweet sign, like you think he was going to turn, but then he didn't. And then he was about to give him the ball thing, but he's sitting there waiting for them to do it. Like, if somebody's about to hit me in my nuts, I'm going to struggle, fight, kick, do whatever. He's begging him, but he's begging him while, you know, don't do it, but you're not struggling to get out of this thing. Psychology. And then when Big E came out, I'm like, good, it's the end of that.
You can't expect that.
Yeah, John Stewart's not a wrestler or an actor.
I know he's not a wrestler, but if you're putting him in a position like that, have him understand what he's doing. Because when Hugh Jackman came out, and he probably busted a face. He busted a face.
Was it last SummerSlam?
Hugh Jackman
when it was
Cody Rhodes and Arrow.
What? That actually ended up being a decent match.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman is an actor.
Yeah, he did.
So you
mentioned
Hugh Jackman, right?
Yes, and I said, and like you say, he's an actor. I understand that, but this is what I'm saying. He knew what he was doing. He kind of sort of got it. John Stewart didn't get it. And you mentioned Arrow. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Amell.
Yeah,
that did kind of turn into a decent match because he kind of sort of got it. John Stewart didn't get it, and it just led for some garbage.
You can't blame him
but
for that, though.
Bad. Say what?
You can't necessarily blame him for that, though.
Well, I blame the WWE because they put him in that position.
Yeah.
Just have him come out, have him wave to the crowd, have him do commentary, whatever the hell. Don't put these guys who don't get in the ring because this will make a shitty match.
Period.
What'd you say?
He didn't have to necessarily be there, period.
He didn't.
That segment could have put the Cesaro match on the main card, and that's exactly what Cesaro is talking about. Why is he on the pre-show all the time?
Agreed.
Well, that's because
agreed.
He keeps complaining. And you know Vince don't like complainers.
He's been on the pre-show before he's been expressing his views, though.
Yeah, and now he's saying something about it. You know, Vince doesn't like that. So
if you're going to get dogged, you know,
you figure, what do you have to lose anyway? So if you're going to go out letting people know what they're doing. That's how I see it. But.
Well, he always has a home with Ring of Honor. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yes. Come
sidebar.
Home, Tokyo.
Sidebar on that. Ring of Honor also had a pay-per-view Friday. And Jay Lethal is no longer the Ring of Honor champion. So
Adam Cole,
here we go.
Hey.
Anyway,
it's not going to suck itself.
Adam Cole is the Ring of Honor champion. I didn't get a chance to. I read over the reviews. I didn't read them in depth to see who did what to what, but. Jay Lethal held that championship for how long? I know it was over a year.
I believe it was 18 months, they said. Yeah,
18 months. 18 good
months.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he'll win it back. He's one hell of a worker. So I'm not taking nothing away from Adam Cole, so relax. I'm just saying that Jay Lethal was a hell of a worker, so was Adam Cole, and you kind of sort of seen that coming. And I'm looking forward to seeing that match in its entirety. On that note, anybody got anything else with SummerSlam they want to say or take over before we go to commercial?
What do I have to? I like Naomi's gimmick a lot. Like, I really pop for her now. I just hope they do more with her. I hope they do more with her. She doesn't need to talk. You know, I'm all about the black girl magic, so. I love Amber Moon, but I don't like her eyes. I know it's a part of the gimmick. I just don't like the redness. It freaks me out.
Me too.
It freaks me. That freaks me out.
Felicia and I was talking about that. The red contacts is creepy.
Yeah.
And when you put the red contacts on HDTV, it's like really creepy. So you they might want to get away from that one. But, Felicia, you got anything?
No.
Okay. So let's take this commercial, and then we'll come back with the wrap up of the Olympics and a couple of things I'm going to speak on with that. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 34.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 34. With Felicia Brown, Faye Jackson. How are you ladies doing?
Doing all right.
All right. How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing?
How are you doing? How you doing? Anyway, y'all silly. The Olympics wrapped up yesterday with the United States with a landslide of medals. When they did the total count of medals, the United States, like, whipped everybody. And what was it, 120 total medals? Am I right? Anybody know?
Let me see.
I want to say 120.
120? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 120.
And the nearest one was China with 70.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a butt whipping. So good for the United States. Everybody should be on their way home, or if they're not already home. I didn't get a chance to check out too much yesterday. Yesterday, I saw enough. I saw the women's boxing and the sister, I forget her name now. I had a name in my brain all day to remember to say it now and then. I just forgot it. But she won gold for the second time. She won in 2012, and she won it again now. And it was funny because they asked her afterwards, what's next for her? And she was like, I don't know, because, you know, there's no big demand on women's boxing anymore. And she wants to come back possibly in 2020 and try it again. But in between time, she doesn't really know. And she's in her early 20s now. She won the first one she won when she was 17. So now she's through the math. So she's about 21 now. And she's trying to get with Golden Boy Productions, which is Oscar De La Hoya's promotion. And possibly they'll set up some fights for her. But the main thing is she has to be entertaining as well as a great boxer. And we'll see where that goes, because Alisa Leila Ali, one, she was Muhammad Ali's daughter. Two, she was very attractive. And three, she could box. So that kind of got her over. So we'll see what happens with this girl. United States men's basketball team fooled everybody. I think that was the biggest work in the world, because they just barely got out a couple of them games. And then when the gold medal game comes around, they beat the piss out of Serbia with Kevin Durant ending with 30 points. It was like, really? Like, I'm looking forward to this tight game. Like, oh, it's going to be good. And then it got to the second quarter. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I watched the whole game. And, you know, good for them. And they did well. And it wasn't the greatest Olympic team. But they did win the gold again. They didn't lose the entire Olympics. So congratulations to the men's U.S. men's basketball, as well as the U.S. women's basketball team, who whipped everybody the entire time. It was disgusting. Some girls could play. It was disgusting. Ghost sisters.
It wasn't even like it was hard for them.
No, it wasn't. You want to know why? Because them sisters stayed focused the entire time. They said they don't care how bad they were beating them, they weren't going to start slacking up. And they didn't. And then the men, like I said, wait to the gold medal game, and they won big. They won by 30. And that was Coach K's last time coaching. He's passing on to Greg Popovich in 2020, if Greg Popovich is still living by then, because I think Greg Popovich is maybe a year younger than Moses. But I'm looking at this, and then I was listening to Stephen A. today. I was watching First Take with Stephen A. Smith, and he was saying how Coach K had never been coached because it wasn't nothing but a Duke infomercial. And he was swaying a lot of young players coming into college basketball because it's Coach K, and he coached the Olympic team, and he coaches pros, and making people immediately make them want to go to Duke. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, or, you know, got any opinion about it, but I just feel like Stephen A., I like him, but I disagree with that. It's just that Coach K is that great of a coach that he had to get put in that position because – if you remember back in 2004, when Larry Brown coached the Olympic team, they left with bronze. And if you look at that team, it had Allen Iverson, it had Carmelo Anthony, it had Richard Jefferson, it had a lot of great players. It just Larry Brown couldn't wrangle them all together to make them play. Stephon Marbury was on that team, and they just couldn't do anything. In come Coach K. Three gold medals later. So what do y'all think? Do y'all have an opinion about it? Yes, no?
Stephen A. just likes to talk. Now he says that about him. And now he really has nobody to argue with. So there's nobody to, like, counter what he's saying.
True that. Well, he has Skip Bayless, but this guy was pretty much disagreeing with what Steven was saying. But Steven is just so strong with his opinion that he was over-talking a guy.
Yeah, and Skip Bayless was just as strong as Stephen A. That's the thing. Even with Skip Bayless made no sense whatsoever and was basically wrong majority of the time, Skip Bayless would still make his point across.
Yes. Yes, and Stephen A. just ran roughshod over this guy, and he's just like, okay, like give him a chance to speak. But it is what it is. We won the gold medal. We had the first black woman to win a gold medal, and a shot put. We had a black woman win a gold medal of swimming. Just a great Olympics in general, but it was great for us. And I appreciate that. And it's just showing that we could do more than just run and jump. Black people can't swim. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's such a myth that black people don't like to swim. But, yes, black people can swim. And we could do different things just besides run and jump. And we're dominating different things. And it was good to see. I don't know your opinions on it.
I've been swimming since I was 4 years old, so I love to swim. Like, this is, like, my favorite season, just so I can jump into a beach or a pool or something, just so I can swim. So, for that, what's her name? Simone? What's her last name? You know, there's
Manuel.
Two Simones now.
Simone Manuel.
Yeah, there's two Simones now in the Olympics. So Simone number two, because, you know, the child has to go first. But for her to get that feat and just, like, get that stereotype off that black people don't swim, black girls don't like getting their hair wet. And I will say, side note, only reason why I did quit the swim team when I was in high school is because I don't like going to the air beautician all the time, and I got tired of that. So that's why I quit. So, but for 2016, to see that now is amazing. Like I'm very proud of that.
Alicia, you about to say something?
No, I just made a post that this was like the best Olympics that I've seen, you know, that I've ever watched, and I just appreciate, you know, all the efforts by all the Olympians. I'm sorry that, you know, it was kind of overshadowed by the Ryan Lochte scandal, and, you know, I'm just glad he's facing his consequences. I know he's been losing endorsements as of late, and that's the way it should be. You know, no matter what your color or gender or whatever it is, if you, you know, if you do the crime, you got to do the time. So,
yep.
You know, I didn't get to watch the closing ceremony, so I didn't get to see them hand the next Olympics to Tokyo, but I think it'll be another, you know, history-making Olympics, hopefully. And I know America put their bid in for 2024, so we'll see how that goes.
It won't be Philadelphia.
It doesn't matter if it's Philadelphia, James. It's about USA.
It won't be New York.
Of course not. We're too savage.
I'm joking. I'm just playing with your funny bone. Totally agree. Hopefully we can get another Olympics back in the United States. I think the last one in the United States was Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
In 96. It would have been in 96. The last one was in Atlanta. And Atlanta did a pretty decent job. I remember when it was in Los Angeles in 84, and they did a pretty good job. So no matter where it is, I hope it is.
That was the boycott year, wasn't it? That was the boycott year, wasn't it?
84?
Yeah, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Hmm?
Was it?
I don't know. One of those 80s Olympics was boycotted, I know that.
And we all remember what happened in Atlanta, which is probably the reason why they don't want to bring the Olympics here.
What happened in Atlanta?
That shooting.
Was that the Olympics?
Yeah. Was it like, what was it, 96 or something like that?
Yeah, 96. I don't remember. You know, I get hit in the head with chairs and stuff. Things get knocked in and out of my head. But hopefully one day we can bring it back, and just we have to beef up security. Okay, so let's move on to the relationship part of the show. Got a question for y'all. Y'all ready for this one?
Nope.
Okay.
What is it?
Your mate. You catch your mate cheating, coworker. Do you make your mate quit his job because he's cheating with a coworker? Or do you make him switch departments? Or how do you deal with that?
Leave them. Duh.
What'd you say?
You leave them. Duh. The issue is the cheating, not where they work.
I understand that, but if you decide to stay with that person, do you make them switch jobs or do you allow for them to stay?
That's a hard predicament. Because no matter, like, your job is your job. But if you're messing with somebody at your job, even if you forgive that person, there's still always going to be that lingering feeling that you're still messing with that person at your job.
Mm-hmm.
I know some places of work actually have, like, clauses about stuff like that, like infidelity in the workplace. Well, no, yeah, I've known people that gotten fired and replaced, moved to different departments and different schools because of that. So it does actually happen. So
it all depends on how far you're willing to take it. I think a lot of it goes unreported due to embarrassment, and, you know, they don't want their business out. So, but it does happen. There are clauses against, like, infidelity on the workplace and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
All right. We have a caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on Big Daddy's Hard Thought, Volume 34.
Hi, it's Lady T. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Lady T.
All right.
We got Felicia Brown. We got Faye Jackson. Say what's up.
What's up? Hello.
Hey, Lady T.
All right, my comment one is, don't say nothing bad about Stephen A. Smith. I loved him since he was at the Philadelphia Daily News. I still do. I probably agree with whatever it is he say because of the way that he says it. Really, that I disagree with him. Anywho, two.
He's a nice guy, but I disagree with his opinion. Go ahead.
Okay, and you entitled, but, you know. Anyway, to the relationship question. I believe to the first comment, I think Felicia said that it doesn't matter where they work as the fact that they cheated. And usually if somebody's going to cheat, it's every day, and it's usually common that it is somebody at the workplace. However, I would say, why quit your job? If I decided to take you back, then it should be over. I mean, I forgave you. We keep it moving. But on the same token, why should you move departments? I want my mate to go to work every day and see this person and kind of be reminded of what they did and how dumb they look. I'm not going to say quit your job, go to another department. If you was man or woman enough to do it, then you man or woman enough to face this person on a daily.
That's true.
My opinion.
That's true.
But it would be some doubt in your head. Or you'll be be that mistrust in your head about what the situation and what happened.
Big Daddy, I'm going to say my mates did that. It's always some mistrust. So who's to say you go to a different department, you even go to a different job? That don't mean they're not still seeing each other. They can't still see each other. Or the mate might step to see somebody else. The job is really irrelevant. Again, to the first point, is the fact that you did it.
Right.
Okay.
They can cheat with somebody outside of the job, you know? It doesn't even have to be the job. Somebody met at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
A cheater.
It could be anywhere. Cheater's a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
What did you just say?
A cheater is a cheater.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I'm sorry, I thought you said a man is a cheater. I was about to say, wait a minute.
No, I said it. No, it could be male or female. I don't distinguish the male. It could be either. Cheater's a cheater. Doesn't matter.
Right.
And men aren't that forgiving.
All right. So you cheat once, that's
you
it.
You just got to be a strong enough person to be able to take that person back. That's what I believe.
Or a weak enough person.
No, it don't have to be strong or weak. It's just if that's your decision, both of you have to live with it. It really don't matter. Whoever the person is can still step out. And you still won't have that doubt. If he just go to the corner store directly across the street, or she, how you know they not banging somebody in the back of the store? Like, you just don't know. Once that doubt is there, it's there.
Yeah.
I had a friend come by. He told his friend or his whatever significant other that he went out for cereal for the kids. He was at my house. So already you done put that doubt in my mind. So if you can do this, then you're a cheater. It don't matter. Okay, I got quiet. Hello? Hello?
No,
is this thing on?
Yeah, it's all we
were
saying. I agree with what you're saying. I was just, only reason why I threw that out there because you still have to maintain my thing, and you still have to maintain your job. And every time I go into work now, I'm not saying me, I'm saying every time you were to go into work now. No, let's clean that up. Every time you go into work now, you would have that doubt that, you know, your mate is at work cheating, or, and you know how majority of people is, once you cheat once, that's it. Like, I never trust you again, that doubt, that, you know, that trust factor is gone now. So I was just curious, just sitting there thinking, like, okay, well, what would you do to help that situation, to ease your mate's mind that you wouldn't do it again? Would you quit? Would you just switch departments? Would you have nothing else to do with this person? Well, you shouldn't have nothing else to do with this person anyway. But in the workplace, you still got to be around that person. And that's why, as a, you know, that old saying, don't shit what you eat.
Yeah.
I hate to put that curse word out there, but it is what it is. That's why you shouldn't, because here you go. You know, you have to go to work every day, but now you just had a situation with somebody, and then, you know, and now you just messed everything up. And it never works
that
out.
That should have crossed your mind before you did it.
And it should have. But the majority of times, you know, the flesh is the flesh, and people get weak, and they do what they do. So,
well, how do you feel about the individual where the significant other basically accepts the ways of the cheater and stays with that person? Like, what do you think of that person?
Say it again.
What do you think about the person that's being cheated on? Say Felicia, you got cheated on.
Hey!
Hey, I'm sorry.
Say Becky. Becky with the good hair. Somebody else.
I'm not trying to put that in your energy or anything. Believe me, I'm not trying to. But say that, you know, you got cheated on, but you love your husband so much that you stay with him, even though they constantly do it. And you know that he constantly does it. Like, what's your opinion on Felicia? Like, what would you say about her?
Can I take that one?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you take it.
Okay, so if Felicia, Becky, whoever, put a name on it, accepts that, then it is what it is, and she's okay with that. Is nothing to think about it if, and I'm kind of old school too. If you take care of home and you've taken care of everything, now say her husband, whoever man is taking care of home, taking care of needs, food on the table, mortgage paid, car notes, and she accepts that he may step out every now and then and he not bringing nothing home and nobody knocking on the door, no drama coming, so let it be. If he happy, she happy. Whose business is it what she's going through? She okay with it. How come you not okay with it? Mind your business.
My Uncle Butch would tell you, if you like it, I love it. So if that person allowing that to happen, who am I to judge? Who am I to say anything?
Right.
That's
maybe
their relationship. That's their business.
Right. Right. Mind your business.
And I'm not
maybe that's
judge
what's
you.
Keeping them happy. Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't have
you
bringing the money and the bills home and you paying everything, and I ain't got to deal with your mess. You can take that somewhere else. And I'm so, again, if I'm okay with it, who are you to step in and say, oh, he's cheating on you, girl, don't be taking him back. Oh, Lord, I'm yours. Damn.
Yeah. That's how I'm going to look at it. That's exactly, because if you're allowing that to happen, and that could be the same thing as, like, and I don't want to throw no names out there, but that could be the same thing, like, if you know your friend, like your female friend, is getting beat on by her male companion, and you know she's getting behind with, but she stays with him, I'm not going to say nothing. Well, all right, that's you. You know he's kicking your ass. You know he's wrong. But you're staying with him. Who am I to say anything?
On that note, I would offer I would offer help, but if you offer help and the help is not taken, then there's nothing you can do. They got to be willing to make that move.
Exactly.
I mean, I couldn't ignore it, but if I say, hey, girl, you want me to take you somewhere? You want me to move you? You want me to help? I'll help you, but you got to want this. Now, I've had that situation. Unfortunately, the boyfriend, they lived in the next township. So even though I wanted to help her, I knew that bringing her to my home wouldn't help because now they still are physically too close to each other. And I told her from the door, I'm not having that drama on my doorstep. I don't think this is the place for you.
You've had a lot of situations.
Sorry? Mother has lived. Mother has lived. I'm sorry.
You know,
anywho.
Funny.
Yeah.
Felicia Brown had to go. She had a meeting to get to, so she just went to her meeting, so she's no longer on the line. So, Felicia, good luck at your meeting. Hope everything works out well. Thank you for calling in today, co-hosting, blah, blah, blah. See you next week. Lady T.
Yes.
You're welcome to stay on until we close out if you want. Are you ready to go? You understand that too?
No, I can hang on. Nobody looking for me.
You silly. So basically, going back on what we were saying as far as the cheating part. So basically, you both said one, and you catch them cheating, it's a wrap, it's done, it's over. But if you choose to forgive them and keep going, like, you go ahead, they should be able to continue to work at that job, just know that you're keeping an eye on everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, despite, let's keep it real. We live in a world where everything thrives around money. Whether you cheating or not, my mortgage still got to be paid. Whether you cheating or not, I still got a car note. Whether you cheating or not, we still got to eat. So unless you got something lined up definitely or whatever, we're going to have to deal with this situation for a while. You need to deal with it.
All right. Let me say this, and I'm about to start some mess up in here.
I'm ready.
When do you evaluate what you were doing in the relationship for that person to step out and cheat?
Probably immediately. I'm going to evaluate it from the door. I mean, I would ask, but I have learned that just because a person cheats doesn't necessarily mean that they don't love you. Now, he can still love you. He can still be bringing that money home or whatever. This chick might be, I'm just going to use a chick, could be a male, whoever, the other person just might be doing something or it might be a little variety. Not even that he don't love you, just they might be flipping it a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very physical. It was just a man. Mm-hmm. It was very physical. It was no love involved. Like, I might have turned around backwards. I look at her face. Could have been a butter face. So it may not have been emotional because women were real emotional creatures. A male, they're real physical, and they like what they see. Now, and as a woman, now I might want to know what she did to make you, you know, want to flip. Up, I might want to change my routine, or I might want to check myself. What did I do when I met you that I'm not doing now? And a lot of us women will stop doing that. You wore your makeup, you put your hair on, you did your nails and whatnot, and you came to bed sexy. Now you come to bed with a rag on your head, you look crazy, and you walk around in sweats. Any man that I know don't want to see none of that. So what are you doing different? That would be the first thing that I would add. I would check myself. You know, my underwear matching? Am I still wearing cute underwear? Am I wearing granny drawers? Like, these are the stuff that I would, me personally, would check. But I'm not married, so my stuff needs to be correct at all times anyway. But you shouldn't sink so much into that routine that, I do that. I'm married now. Oh, hell no. You got to do it plus then some and find something new.
and flip it up
pre-started
a little bit, and do all
pre-started
of that, and put some cologne
pre-started
on.
Well.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My thing is, even if you're married, you guys need to still act like you're dating. Keep it interesting. Keep it like a first date.
Right. If you got to get rid of the kids at night, get rid of them little suckers and go to the movies or something and put a song on or something. That could be interesting at a movie. So you got to keep your love life spicy that when he or she, and I'm not you saying a man, because we as women, you know, we find something too. Might be a little bigger, might be a little thicker, and you get excited. So you still in your marriage need to find what works for you, what keeps it spicy. Do something different. Get out the area. Get out your house. Just even get in a room. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can say, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go to a quick commercial and wrap it up. But
okay.
Totally agree with what you said. And you do have to switch it up. You do have to do different things. If you used to give me head in the car while we was driving, and now you don't want to do it no more because you got a ring on your finger, I'm going to have a problem with it. But on the flip side of that, I am a man. And I know the majority of men, and if there's a man that's listening, I offer you the chance to call before the end of the show and give your opinion if I'm wrong. But there's an old saying that you show me the baddest woman in the world, I show you a dude that's tired of screwing her. So eventually a man will get bored no matter what you do.
True.
It's just something in us. It's just something about us. We get bored. So you can do what you want to do. You can switch it up. You can come in with the this or the that. Eventually, we are still thinking like, damn, I did, man, the same thing. You could put a different package on a pig, it's still a pig. It is what it is. Not saying women are pigs, I'm just saying in general, there's
right,
really
no,
nothing
I
you can do.
I do understand that. But again, I still say if you can keep your wits about you and be smart, and keep that out of my face and the drama not on my door, do what you do. But there's a level of respect. You still going to respect me. You still going to come home. You not spending the night out. You not being disrespectful. You went, you hit it, you brought your ass home. That's it. I don't have to know anything. It's when that drama come or you pick that person is going to pick up the phone and now there's your wife going to tell me something. Now you're wrong. Y'all both wrong. Now I'm ready to fight because now I'm disrespected.
And that's the key. Because the average brother, they want to do that, then they start getting sloppy, and then they want to come home smelling like a different perfume, or they want to, you know, they want to come home with lipstick on the bottom of their shirt. You know what I'm talking about?
Or not come home at all.
Come home with less money than you know how much money you're supposed to bring home at the end of the week, but you ain't got that share of money. She asks you, well, what's up? And you're going to say, I don't know. You spend some money on that chick. That's where it gets stupid. Or she shows up with a child and she's talking about, this is a little Shabam Bomb. This is Dow's baby. He ain't tell you he got me pregnant. And then you bring the drama to the house. I totally agree.
Now that's
saying
a whole different, right. Yeah, now we in something else.
Exactly. Like, if you bring that shit, that stuff to the house, then, yeah, you deserve what you get. Like, that's the problem
now
with the average brother. They get
right.
sloppy.
Now
they get real sloppy with it. Exactly. Exactly. Because you want to go and knock this chick up. Or you want to go and throw it in her face, the fact that you're doing this and that. But anyway, Lady T, thank you for calling
in.
I love you.
Love you too.
Please continue to call in anytime you want. Appreciate it.
All right, not a problem. Love you both. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Lady T.
All right, we're going to take this last commercial and then we're going to wrap it up. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 34.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is a perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume 34. We're about to wrap this up. But before we wrap this up, say you have a major announcement to make, and I want you to make it. Handle your business, girlfriend.
Oh, you want me to do it now? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, later on this year, towards the end of this year, I'll get the official date on Wednesday. You will be down to this Belisha as a co-host for a month because I got invited to wrestle out in Japan, and they're taking me out there. So I'm gone. Bye.
Again, when you first told me the news, like, I was very happy for you. Almost got emotional. Told me that you deserve it. I wish you the best. Once you go out there and show your natural behind, hang out, show out, do what you got to do.
Thank you so
much.
You
know, this is a huge opportunity that a lot of wrestlers don't get. And you're getting this opportunity early in your career. So it's nothing but upside in the works for you. So just, maintain your humbleness.
Definitely shocked when I got asked and told me that, and I was told that they are asking for me out there. Not the fact that they just asked for me to go, but the fact that they are asking about me to come out there. That's the most humbling experience, to know that there are promoters out there looking at me and want to use me, and not just like small companies, like major Japanese companies.
So that's what I'll be for a month.
And that is, it's awesome. Awesome news. Wish you the best. Just, you know, stay humble like you have been and stay hungry. And like I said, the world is your oyster now. And on that note, we're going to wrap this show up. Any last words?
Not really. Just everybody enjoy the rest of their week. I know I'm definitely going to be out here trying to hustle and grind and try to get some bookings here in the States. Yeah, let's try that.
You will. Trust me, they're going to be kissing your behind. Yeah. They're going to be kissing your behind for dates. So, on that note, there's three different types of people in the world. Don't know what happened. Those who wonder what happened. And people like Faye Jackson, Felicia Brown, and Big Daddy that make things happen. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. All these things I bring to you. So, I will talk to you guys, we will talk to you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night, everyone.